91.5 WMFO in Medford. Oh, now I hear the amps. Hey, yeah, that was not Warthog, not yet, but they are the substitute band today for the Ramones. They're from the North Shore, Massachusetts, and we can talk to you in a little bit, but I think you guys should just get right into it with their Ramones set. If you guys have a request for them, I guess I could try and take it during the show, a Ramones request, 855-915-9636. But here they are right now. Take it away, guys.
One, two, three, five.
Hey, this is Warthog. They're from North Shore, Massachusetts. And I think you guys should just keep on trucking along. That's what we usually do at the show, right?
Absolutely. We plow right through it.
All right.
Let's do it.
It's a Ramones tribute, guys. Warthog.
Apparently, we're still having technical difficulties.
Oh, take your time.
We
are 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
And usually these mid-air collisions happen when we're a little inebriated later on in the set, but get him out of the way right now.
All right.
I think we're good to go.
Rockaway Beach, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's a ride to rock the
you got 1, 2, 3.
Gonna take our chance on her. One bullet in the cylinder. And in a moment of passion, get the glory that's offensive. Don't smile, I'm gonna laugh. You're gonna want a bloodbath. And in a moment of passion, get the glory that's offensive. You gotta go, 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 go.
WMFO in Medford. We are live here with Warthog, giving you a Ramones tribute. And do your thing, man. What's up?
We are going to dedicate this to you. The next two songs are for you. And for you guys having us down here, we greatly appreciate it. Take it away.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3, 4. called Shock Trick Man. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm really sick, losing my mind. Heard about the shooting by a friend of mine. He was always happy, smiling his face. Said he had a great time at this place. He said love is here to stay. And now I can't wait for my face to stay. Happy, happy, happy.
Does he need a minute over there? It's on Facebook Live.
I think we're trying to kill our drummer.
Is Pudgy all right?
I hope so. You need the oxygen?
So what's the name of the band? Your nicknames?
Me, the dude.
Dude?
The dude.
Pudgy.
Paul. Chris.
We're very unoriginal.
I don't like to do anything in order.
It's a Warthog, Boston tribute, or North Shore, Massachusetts tribute to Ramones. And yeah, you guys rock. Lots of
Thank
people.
You.
Lots
Thank
of people
you very on, much.
They're saying that on Facebook, and yeah.
Awesome.
Good Thank stuff, you. Man. Great stuff. Keep
Thank
it
you,
up.
Thank you, thank you.
What's next?
What do we do next? I want to be sedated.
Sounds good.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
Thank you.
What's next, boys?
Funny thing happened on the way to WMFO. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Went away for the holiday. Said she's going to LA, but she never got there. Never got there. Never got there. I'm saying. Went away for the holiday. Said she's going to LA, but she never got there. Never got there. Never got there. Never got there. I'm saying. Baby, away, this is going away from me.
Chinese rocks, and you got a whole bunch of New York Dolls and Johnny Thunders posters around here. Which is really cool.
I still said the song was written by Didi Ramon.
I'll get over it.
Well, he helps.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Somebody call me on the phone. Say, hey, it's Mickey Hope. You wanna take a walk? You wanna go cop? You wanna go get some Chinese rock? I'm living on a Chinese rock. All my best things are in it. I'm living on a Chinese rock.
Everything is in the pawn shop.
The flecks are falling off the wall. My girlfriend's crying in the shower stall. Well, it's hot as a dick. Should've been rich. I'm just being an old Chinese brick. I'm living on a Chinese rock. All my best things are in the ark. I'm living on a Chinese rock. Everything is in the pawn shop.
So this one is in dedication.
This is the one that started it all for me. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but this is the first song that made me say this is what's missing in my life.
You're a late bloomer. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Under the arc of a Willistane bond. Oh, ancient goblins and warlords. Come out of the ground, not a making a sound. The smell of death is all around. And at night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, no.
One of our slower versions of that song.
Yeah, late bloomer for sure there, Chris. You got that right. I was surprised it was like, yeah, that I remember when that was kind of like a hit in the movie Pet Sematary came out, King's Pet Sematary.
Yep.
And it was on MTV. That was like the only reason why. And you were going, oh my God, all these people don't, they like, they're like, you don't know Sedated, but you love
finally.
This.
Right, exactly. You know? Well, I mean, I was 15 when that came out, so that was my introduction. I sat there and said, this is what I need. This is what's missing.
Right.
And I think my next record was Ramones Mania, and that was it.
I think mine was a song coming up, so I'll wait until that one. Are you all right over there, Pudgy?
I think for me it was like Ramones Rock and Roll High School on Showcase, you know, before cable.
Yep.
Yeah. Remember the Showcase box you had on top of your TV? When
yes,
I saw
yes,
Ramones
yes.
Rock and Roll High School, when was that? 1980? I was like,
Ramones
came out 78, 79. Oh,
high
school came out in 79, I think. Yeah. Or
yeah.
Something,
so,
something
yeah,
like
I was
that.
8 years old watching, going,
yeah.
Yahoo! Yeah.
Finally, some music.
oddly enough, I remember as a child, and I still have the record at my house, KTEL Hits of the 80s.
Okay.
Was this record that I had growing up, and I always listened to it, because Gary Newman's Cars was on it.
Great song.
And Blondie was on it. I think The Knack were on it. The Ramones were on it, too. And I remember listening to, do you remember Rock and Roll Radio on this thing all the time? Not knowing who these guys were.
Right.
And just the DJ, you know, saying, you know, this is rock and roll, stay tuned for more. And I always thought it was kind of cool. But I was a little kid. Where was I going to get?
Of course. Yeah.
You know, none of my older siblings were into punk rock, so.
There's a lot of stuff I've just grown to love in the last 10 years. I mean, you're always finding new stuff. And sure.
And, you know, we were talking earlier, I love seeing all the records and that sort of thing. But, I mean, one thing with the, you know, streaming and whatnot is you find stuff you never would have gotten before.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. With the internet, it's like, oh my God, here it is. I can look for stuff I love. And
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's so different.
We gonna hit it?
Yeah, we got a few more if nobody's complaining. If
nobody's
everyone's having a good time.
Everyone's saying you rock that I've seen.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Warthog doing a Ramones tribute. And it's all yours, guys.
This one is called Sheena. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The kids all hopped up and ready to go.
Ready to go now.
I got dressed up because we're going to the disco. Tell me go. she just couldn't stay. She had to break away. A New York City really has it all. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Sheena is a bone rocker. Sheena is a bone rocker. Sheena is a bone rocker now. Sheena is a bone rocker. Sheena is a bone rocker. Sheena is a bone rocker now. Oh, she's a bone punk, a bone rocker, punk punk. She's all up to bed, ready to go.
Ready to go now.
Got dressed up because we're going to the discotheque with Coco. But she just couldn't stay. She had to break away. A New York City really has it all. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Commando.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Except you're one of us. Well, I don't want to be a pinhead number. I just met a nurse I could go for. Want to be a pinhead number. Met a nurse I could go for. I could go for, wanna be a pinhead number, better nurse, I could go for. everyone's accusing me. J-O-M-B, everyone's accusing me. Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you very much. Thank
91.5
you.
91.5 WMFO Warthog doing a fabulous, fabulous Ramones tribute. And I think I have a caller here. MFO, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jason. I live in Medford.
Hi, Jason. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. Happy Saturday. I just want to let you guys know that what a treat, man. Ramones are one of my favorite bands, and to find out that somebody local is doing that is what a wonderful... You made my day.
Look for the
Thanks, man.
Warthog. Why don't we we'll take down the amps because everything sounds kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'll play a Ramones song and you guys can like tell us how to book you or whatever, right?
Absolutely,
Stuff like that. We'll be right back with more Warthog 91.5 WMFO.
Have a great day, guys.
Hey, thanks Jason. Jason. Bye.
You're quite welcome.
Awesome.
My faith was so much stronger then. I believed in fellow men, and I was so much older then. When I was young, when I was young.
in the car to myself, I sing that one. I'm Brian Young.
You need your own theme song.
Well, we got Drive-In Saturday for that, but yeah, maybe next theme song we'll cover that. I'm Brian Young. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. We're here with Warthog, and I just want to say, yeah, you guys are good, like, for booking shows and stuff.
Absolutely.
Are you playing out and around a lot, or what's going on?
We do as much as we can. If you want to...
But I mean, Chris said something about an Albany show, so I know you're getting around.
We are in a couple of weeks. We have been invited out by a New York band called The Erotics to play out in Albany. It's our first trip out of New England, which is kind of really cool. Super excited about playing. I mean, I'm not in the Ramones hometown, but I'm close enough that I'm getting there, which is a super treat for us. And then in November, we are playing at the Dover Brick House. Before we leave, I'll get dates and whatever. But the 21st is out in Albany, and I want to say it's November 18th.
Sounds like it. It's all on the Facebook page,
right?
So
you got your Facebook page, and it's one word. Unlike the Ramones song, which I just found out was two words, Warthog. Warthog is one word.
It is. Unfortunately, when I went to create the Facebook page, it wouldn't let me just use Warthog. Apparently, there's another band on the other side of the coast full of famous punk rock musicians who call themselves Warthog and do a Ramones tribute. Ours is...
Luckily, they're on the other side of Earth.
Exactly. Ours is Ramones Tribute Boston, and in parentheses, it's Warthog. So if you guys would like to look us up, we all generally put something up there. If anything Ramones related when we're playing or...
You could probably just Google Warthog Boston.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Ramones.
Something will pop up eventually. I think I've done it a couple of times, and we generally come up with on the first Google page.
I might be calling you to play in my neighbor's backyard or something.
We'll do it.
Let us know, man. If there's beer, we'll play.
I'll pay you for that. I just love it.
We do backyards. We do kitchens.
I actually have a challenge for you guys, all right?
Sure. Uh-oh.
You guys can come back and do this again in 6 months if you do another 40-minute set of totally different Ramones songs.
Oh, we got it.
Because they have such a large catalog. You know, you can find equally as great songs. I know you can. If you come back with a whole different list and do it again in 6 months.
So with these, what we play today, this is kind of like the standard set.
Right.
We usually throw in a bunch of other stuff. So
for your listeners, I mean, I know between Eric and myself, you know, we love all the obscure Ramones tunes that nobody...
There are a ton of, for this show, played songs that you can still find, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this...
So that's the challenge, have the same amount, totally different, and come back in 6 months.
Absolutely.
Right on.
Not a problem whatsoever.
Right on. I'd be glad to have you again doing that. You guys are great. They're called Warthog. Find them. Boston Ramones Tribute. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep the music alive.
Thank you. Thank you too, man.
Spread the word of the Ramones. Gabba gabba hey, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for having us. It was an honor and a pleasure, sir.
I don't have my photographer today, so maybe Sebastian can take a couple of photos. Right? Okay. Why don't we play the song that you guys got your name from, huh?
That would be awesome.
Dee Dee sings this one, doesn't he?
Dee Dee sings this one, yes,
so
he does.
It sounds a little different, but it is Ramones. Dee Dee Ramone.
Dee Dee King.
Leading. All right. Dee Dee King. That's when he rapped, right? Yeah, right. I love that. 91.5 MFO Medford.
Hit it.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.